So let's start seated. With your legs crossed in front of you. You can slide something under your sit bones to lengthen your spine. Open up your palms on your inner thighs. And with your eyes closed, begin by just deepening the breath. Find Ujjayi Pranayama. So just narrow the back of your throat slightly. It's going to cause the breath to make like a quiet hissing sound. Sounds like the ocean. It'll help you to lengthen out the breath. Feel the inhale lengthen and the exhale lengthen, finding a deeper flow. And feel your belly just draw in ever so slightly. So you don't want to overdo it so that you feel tense. The belly's lifted in and up slightly. And when you inhale, kind of keep the belly the same, keep the belly slightly drawn in and try to pull the inhale up into the rib cage. So that's where the expansion starts to happen, a little bit higher up in the front, the sides, and the back of the ribs. And then exhale, you just kind of feel the rib cage deflate. So imagine there's a balloon in the ribs. You're inflating it on the breath in, it moves out in every direction, and then it's deflating on the breath out. And as we begin to move, you want to try to keep your breath moving in this way. So the belly is always very slightly lifted, and the breath is expansive and contracting all the way up into the rib cage. Now opening the eyes, spread your fingers, reach both arms all the way up to the sky. Interlace your hands above you and flip your palms open, pressing through the palms towards the sky. And you can lean forward ever so slightly as you take your arms back next to the ears. Just stretch straight up. Kind of helps you to pull the breath up a little higher. Feel the sides of the ribs expand. Take another deep breath in to lengthen, and on your exhale, start to twist your rib cage to the right. So your right ribs pull back, your left ribs move forward. And then on your next exhale, extend the arms so your left hand reaches across for the right knee, and your right fingertips come behind you. Be really light on those back fingertips so that you can soften the elbow and get a little bit deeper into your shoulder. Good, now inhale, come back center. Reach both arms up, interlace and press up. Lift from all four sides of the ribs, so it's not just the front of the body opening, but the sides and the back as well. And then keep that lift as you exhale, begin to twist to your left. And then let the arms separate. Right hand catches the opposite knee. Fingertips come behind you. And then inhale, stretch both arms back up through the middle. Deep breath in. On your exhale, fold forward. Stretch your fingertips out away from you. For the first few breaths, I want you to try to keep your sit bones on the ground. So if you spread your fingers and press your palms into the floor, it will press your sit bones even further towards the ground. You'll feel a little bit deeper stretch in your lower back. Good, and then keep pressing through the palms, but start to pull them towards you, and it'll lift you up and over your knees. If you need to, just walk your hands back. Come onto all fours. Take a breath in and lift your tailbone up. Heart forward, gaze lifts. On your exhale, scoop your tailbone under, chin to chest. Start getting cat-cow going, moving at your own smooth rhythm. Every time you inhale, every time you exhale, you feel more space being created in the spine. So the movement, the repetition creates that space. And so does the breath. Good. On your next exhale, toes curl under, press all the way back into downward dog. Put a little bend in your knees. Lift your tailbone high and let your chest melt back towards the thighs. Really let the head go. Press your right heel down, keep your left knee bent, and put a little more pressure in your left palm. Good, and then shift it. Lift your right heel, root your left, and press a little further through your right palm. Now roll up onto the tiptoes, look forward, step or jump your feet up to the front of your mat. On a breath in, come up halfway, lengthen your spine, and then exhale, fold all the way forward. And just do that twice more. Halfway lift, lengthen. Long exhale, bow forward. Last one, deep breath in. And a long exhale. Root down with the feet, reach up with the arms, taking both arms over your head. Exhale, hands together at your heart. Deep breath in, both arms go back up. On your exhale, take it down to the floor. Halfway lift, deep inhale. Exhale, take a step back with your right foot. Drop your knee down to the floor. Come into a low lunge. Hook your thumbs above your head. And as you pull your thumbs apart, take your arms back slightly. Little bend in the elbows. And then shift your hips forward. Lift from the low belly. Lift from the ribs. And then straighten the arms out a little bit more, taking the arms back. Deep inhale, reach up and back a little bit more. And then exhale, release your fingertips to the earth. Curl the back toes under and then extend your front leg straight. Do that a few times. You're going to inhale, tap your back knee. And then exhale, extend both legs. Good, last exhale. Keep both legs straight for a couple breaths. If you want more, pull your left toes towards you, chin to chest. Good, now exhale, bending your front knee, stay on the ball of your back foot and rise up, come into a high lunge. Interlace your hands, bring them behind your head, press your elbows back and press your head into your hands. So it's pretty easy to open and lift the front of the ribs. Try to lift from the side and even the back ribs as well. Good, full breath in, extend the arms up and back. On your exhale, set the palms on the ground and lift your left leg all the way back into down dog splits. Lift from your inner thigh, roll up onto the tips of your right toes and get a nice stretch all the way up through the toes towards the sky. On your exhale, pull your knee in towards your nose, shoulders come over your wrists, and then extend your leg all the way back up to the sky. Exhale, step it through between your hands, shift your fingertips slightly out in front of you, and float your back leg up off the ground in the standing splits, and stay on the fingertips as you pull your heart to the middle of the room. Flex your right foot and stretch back through the heel. So there's a straight line from your crown to your heel for three more breaths. Good. Good. Now on this last exhale, dive forward with the heart. Lift a little higher with the leg. Take a breath in. And then exhale, release your feet together at the front of your mat. Sit back, reach up, come into chair pose. Lifting your heart. On your exhale, lay your chest on your thighs, sweep your arms back behind you, and do that a couple more times. Legs stay bent. Inhale, lift. Exhale, heart to thighs, round. Three more at your own pace. Good. Last exhale, chest to thighs. Take a breath in, stand all the way up, palms together, maybe arch back a little bit, and then exhale, fold, take it all the way down to the earth. Halfway lift, deep breath in, exhale, step your left foot back, melt your knee to the ground, hips melt towards the floor, reach both arms up, hook your thumbs the other way, if you can remember, and start pulling them apart, soft bend in the elbows, take the arms back and the hips forward. Start to extend the elbows, bringing the arms further back as you breathe. And on your exhale, fingertips release. Curl the back toes as you breathe in, and then extend both legs straight on your exhale. Tap the knee, breath in. Extend the legs, breath out. Take a couple more deep, full breaths. Good. Next time you exhale, keep the legs straight. Maybe pull the toes towards you as you breathe. Good. Now bend the knee. Stay on the ball of your back foot and rise. Come up into a high lunge. Interlace. Place your hands behind your head. Elbows go back and your head goes into your hands. Lift your heart to the sky. Good. Now inhale, reach all the way up and back through the arms. Release your palms flat to the ground. Stretch your right leg all the way up to the ceiling, staying on the ball of your left foot. You're just going to send that leg up a little bit higher. And then exhale, nice and slow, pull the knee all the way in towards the nose. Inhale, stretch the leg back up to the sky. And then exhale, step through between your hands. Fingertips shift forward as you float that back leg off the floor. Pull so far forward through your heart that you lighten up a lot on your fingertips. Crown forward, heel back. Two more breaths. Good. Now as you exhale, bow forward. Walk your hands back towards the foot, forehead to shin. Inhale, lift the leg high. And then exhale, feet together, front of your mat. Sit back, reach up, come into chair. Stay in chair, drop the arms behind you and interlace them. Work the arms towards straight, roll your chest open, and then lay your chest onto your thighs. Let your head hang and lift your arms up high. Good, move it through chair pose as you inhale, stand. Come all the way up, and then exhale, fold, take it all the way down to the earth. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, your right toe step, drop your knee to the floor. Inhale, one breath just reaches you up as your hips melt. Exhale, fingertips to the earth. Curl the back toes as you breathe in, and then exhale, extend your front leg out. Bend the knee and inhale, rise, high lunge. And then on your exhale, plant your palms on the earth. Send your left leg all the way up. Deep breath in. Exhale, tap your elbow, left elbow. Good. Inhale, extend your leg all the way to the sky. Exhale, step it through. Shift your fingertips a little bit forward and inhale, lift the leg up, forehead to shin. Exhale, feet together at the front of your mat. Sit deep, reach high, chair pose on your breath in. Exhale, chest to thighs, interlace your hands, bow your head. Inhale, stretch all the way back up. Palms touch, little back bend. Exhale, fold, take it down to the earth. Halfway lift, deep breath in. Exhale, your left foot steps, drop the knee to the earth. Inhale, hips melt as your arms reach up. Exhale, fingertips down. Inhale, extend your front leg straight. Exhale, slowly bend. Inhale, reach both arms up to the sky, high lunge. Exhale, palms plant. Deep breath in, reach that right leg to the ceiling. Exhale, nice and slow, bring it forward, tap the elbow. Inhale, lift it back up. Exhale, step it through. Shift fingertips, shift a little bit forward. Deep breath in, lift that leg up high. And then exhale, feet together. One more round, rise up as you chair pose. Exhale, chest to thighs, interlace, bow your head. Inhale, stand, come all the way up. And then exhale, fold, take it all the way to the earth. Halfway lift, deep breath in. On your exhale, right foot steps back. Lower your knee to the ground. Inhale, reach. Exhale, fingertips down. Extend the legs as you breathe in. Bend the knee as you breathe out. Deep inhale to rise, high lunge. Exhale, palms plant onto the ground. Inhale, left leg high. Exhale, take it across to your opposite elbow. Inhale, reach it back up. Exhale, step through. Deep breath in, standing split, dive, forehead to shin. Exhale, feet together. Sit back, reach high chair. Exhale, heart to thighs, interlace. Inhale, stand, take it all the way up. Exhale, full bow forward. Halfway lift, deep breath in. Exhale, your left foot steps, drop your knee. Inhale, reach all the way up. Exhale, fingertips down. Take a breath in to straighten the legs and a breath out to bend the front knee. Inhale, high lunge, melt the hips, open the heart. Exhale, palms plant. Down dog splits, that front leg extends high. And then exhale, pull the knee, tap the opposite elbow. Deep breath in, stretch it back up. Exhale, step it through. Deep breath in, standing splits. Exhale, feet together. Chair pose, breath in. Exhale, chest to thighs, pause here, interlace. Float your arms up off your back. Float your heels up off the ground. Palms flat in front of you. Bring your knees high up onto your triceps. Start shifting your weight slightly into your hands. Feel your knees and your triceps squeeze into one another. And pull your heels up towards your sit bones. Step or hop back to chaturanga. Inhale, rise through up dog. Exhale, float back into down dog. Five deep breaths. Hang out here, plug in the palms, plug in the heels. Forward step or lightly float front of your mat. Halfway lift, take a full breath in. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, rise, reach both arms up. On your exhale, interlace behind your back. Deep breath in, roll the chest open. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Legs straight for two breaths. And then find sparrow pose. Start to bend your knees, chest melts onto your thighs, heels float up off the ground. Balance for 3, 2. On this last exhale, palms plant, knees high up on the triceps, bakasana once more. As you float your feet up off the ground, if this is starting to get easy for you, I want you to try to straighten your arms out a little bit, to push the ground away from you. And then step or hop it back, low push-up. Inhale, up dog or cobra, remember, is an option if you want to take it a little slower. Float it back, take it into down dog. On an inhale, reach your right leg up to the sky. Exhale, pull the knee straight through. Inhale, reach your leg back up. Exhale, step forward. That is what I said. You guys are kind of right. Spin your back heel down. Rise up, warrior one. Feel your legs hug in towards the middle center line of your mat. Imagine there's a line running from front to back and your legs kind of squeeze in against that line. As you do that, try to square your hips a little bit more. Reach your arms wide, interlace your hands behind you. Take a deep breath in, open up your chest. Exhale, dive forward, humble warrior. Shoulder on or inside of your thigh. Good, now stretch all the way back up, warrior one. Reach your arms to the sky. On your exhale, place your fingertips out in front of your toes. Lift up, come into standing splits. Wrap your right hand around your ankle, pull your forehead to your shin. Maybe play with wrapping both hands around and balancing on your right foot. Good, now release your fingertips. I want you to bend both knees. Tap your left knee against the back of your right ankle. And then inhale, extend that leg all the way back up to the sky. Plant your palms, lean forward into your hands, and float up onto the tips of your right toes. And start to try to lift so much through your inner left thigh that you might start maybe floating up or hopping up into a handstand. Even if you just hover or float for a couple breaths. Good, release when you're ready. Feet together at the front of your mat. Sit back and reach up, come into chair pose. Bring your hands together at your heart and twist to your right. Tuck your left elbow outside of your right thigh. Keep shifting your hips back. If you want, drop your left hand down, stretch your right arm up. You could wrap that top arm all the way around, catching your inner left thigh. Good, last exhale here. Release into a forward fold. Come into Paddhamottasana, so open up your feet, catch your big toes with the first two fingers of each hand. Halfway lift on an inhale. And then exhale, melt your crown towards the ground. Feel your shoulders slide towards the sky. Good, halfway lift. As you release your toes, step your feet all the way together, come down into a toe squat, balancing on the balls of your feet. Slide your fingertips back, thighs are parallel with the floor. Bring your hands together at your heart. Interlace, press forward, and then lift both arms all the way up to the sky. Try to gently set your knees down without using your hands. Keep toes curled under, arms extend, 5 deep breaths. And now try to float them right back up. You kind of got to lean back, use your core, float the knees. Bring your hands down in front of you, shoulder distance apart, and spin your knees to the left. Bring your right hand down, stretch your left arm up to the sky, and then tuck your left arm outside your thigh, just like you did in twisted chair pose. It's the same setup. Start to shift your weight into your hands. You have to bend your elbows and lift your hips up, and then squeeze the knees, the thighs, the insides of your feet together, Parsvabhakasana, or extend the top leg back, bottom leg to the side. We step or hop back, low push-up chaturanga. Inhale, lift the chest, float it back strong into down dog. Inhale, your left leg high. Exhale, knee to nose. Inhale, reach your leg all the way back up. Exhale, step forward between your hands. Spin the heel to the ground and rise, warrior one. Left hip back, right hip forward. Stretch your arms wide, interlace the hands behind you. Take a deep breath in, lift and open the heart. Exhale, dive all the way forward, humble warrior. A couple deep breaths here. Inhale, rise. Use the power of the legs. Root down with your feet to reach all the way up through the arms. And then exhale, set the fingertips out in front of your toes. Float your right leg up into standing splits. Play with wrapping your left hand around the ankle and maybe the right hand as well. Good, now set the fingertips down. I want you to bend both knees. Tap your right knee against the back of the left calf. And then lift that left leg or right leg all the way back up. Plant your hands in front of you. Take some weight out of the leg. Shift it forward into your hands. Lean, lean, lean. Lift through your inner thigh. You might float up, a little hop up towards a handstand. Good. When you're ready, no rush. Feet together at the front of your mat. Sit back. Reach up through the arms, chair pose. Exhale, hands to your heart. Just to your left. Taking it just very gradually into whatever variation you did on the other side. Even though you feel a little compressed along the diaphragm and twist, you want to keep the breath, the intention, the same. Good, last exhale. Release into a forward fold. Open up your feet, slide your hands underneath so your big toes come all the way to your wrists. Halfway lift as you inhale, and then pull up on your feet, melt your crown to the ground. Halfway lift. Release your hands. Step your feet all the way together. Come down into that toe squat. Balancing on the balls of your feet. Your heels are lifted. Feet are together. Hands together at your heart. Take your hips. Shift them over a little bit towards your left heel. See if you can start lightening up on that right leg and extend it forward. And you can always bring the heel down. Good, step it back in, and then shift your weight over into that right heel, lighten up on the left leg, and try to extend it. Squeeze the knees in, belly in. Good, step it back. Place your hands onto the floor. This time, turn your knees to the right. Good, plant your left hand and reach your right arm up. Tuck the arm as deep as you can so like the shoulder comes to the thigh. And then plant your palms, start floating your hips up. Bend your elbows like chaturanga. Squeeze the legs together to lift. And then scissor the legs to go further. Step or jump back to chaturanga. Inhale, rise. Exhale, strong belly takes you back over your toes. Couple deep breaths in down dog. come forward to plank position. On your exhale, lower down all the way to your belly. Reach behind your back, interlace your hands and extend the arms towards straight. Lift your chest and your legs up off the ground, Shalabhasana. You want your legs at least hip distance apart. Good, now stay lifted. Just let your arms go wide. Bend the elbows like a cactus and keep lifted. Arms lift, shoulder blades move in. Legs, hips width. Good, now just pull both arms straight out in front of you. Chin tucks, try to float your arms up above your ears. Fingertips forward, toes back. Take one more big breath in as you rise high. And then exhale, let it all go. Come up onto your elbows, lining them up directly underneath your shoulders. Curl your toes under, float your hips up off the ground, and start walking your feet all the way into the dolphin pose. Let your head just go. Walk in a little bit closer. And instead of trying to come up into the inversion, I just want you to lift your right leg up and roll to the very tips of your toes. Lean forward into the forearms and press your chest back. Just try to get like the leg as high as you can, the heart as far back as you can. Good, one more breath, lift a little more to the tiptoes, and then switch sides. Drop the right foot, see if you can step in even closer, and then send your left leg up. Lift, lift, lift from that inner thigh, roll up onto the tips of your right toes, heart melts back. And now drop the foot, drop your knees, keep your hips over your knees, and stretch your arms out away from you. Melt your crown towards the ground, your heart towards the earth. And then slide your hands back in so they're right underneath your shoulders. Curl your toes under and press it back into down dog. Inhale your right leg to the sky, bend your knee and open up your hip. Pull your knee across, try to tap the opposite elbow. Balance on your right hand as you extend the right leg off to the left. Reach your left arm to the sky. Option to float your right foot off the ground. You could even play with grabbing onto your foot with your left hand and trying to pull it forward towards the right arm. Now release that top hand to the ground. Squeeze your right knee into your nose, round your back, hold it for a breath. Use your exhale to place your foot at the front of your mat. Rise up into a high lunge. Bend your left elbow behind your head. Hold it there with your right hand or interlace between your shoulder blades. Press your head back. Let the front of your body stretch and open, but also just gently pull your front ribs in. Good, now send your left arm all the way to the sky. Reach your right hand back and across for your left leg. Like feel like you're grabbing onto your hamstrings, pressing that thigh into your hand. Shift your gaze forward, start reaching out through your left hand, float it out in front of your right foot and lift your left leg up off the ground, coming into a twisted half moon. Right arm reaches up, your right foot's on the floor, your left hand's right underneath your shoulder. Stay here with all the limbs long, or you could play with bending your back knee, catching your foot with your top hand, and kicking your foot into your hand. Try to open up the front of that left hip. Two more deep breaths. Deep inhale, lift the foot. And then on your exhale, release the right hand. bend your standing knee, and again, tap left knee to the back of your right ankle. Curl up into a little ball. Inhale, lift the leg back up, plant your palms. Once more, handstand prep. Palms flat in front of you. Lift so much from your inner left thigh. Roll so much onto your tiptoes that you might float right up off the ground. Good, one more little lift. Exhale, feet together, front of your mat. Bending your knees, rise, come up into chair pose. Cross your right thigh over your left, wrap the ankle around, and then take your right arm under your left, eagle pose. Legs squeeze together, arms squeeze together. Try to lift your elbows high as you inhale. Round the spine, exhale, tap elbows to that top thigh. Do two more of those, rising as you inhale, and then tapping as you exhale. Last one, stretch it tall as you breathe in. Round it forward as you breathe out, and pause here for a moment. You're gonna uncross the toes, plant your right foot across your left, unwrap the arms, and just do a little prayer twist to your right here. So your right toes are like a little kickstand. Good, now release, straighten out both legs, come into a cross ankle forward fold. Gently squeeze your legs together as you place your fingertips on the floor. Good, now planting your palms in front of you, float your heels up off the ground, widen your knees, and play with coming into a cross ankle bakasana. So you shift your weight into your hands, squeeze your ankles together, and then try to uncross and cross the ankles once more, squeezing the heels up. And then from here, see if you can hop it back, chaturanga, low push-up position. Inhale, lift the heart, up dog. Exhale, float it back over your toes. Take it into down dog. On a breath in, lift your left leg up to the sky, bend your knee. Open up your hip, pull the knee all the way across, tap your right elbow, extend the leg straight through, balance on the left hand, reach your right arm up, and find whatever variation you did on the other side. It's nice to just rest the foot, it's more of a stretch. Floating the foot or catching the foot with your top hand makes it a little bit more challenging. Two more breaths. Tiger pose, drop your palms, squeeze your knee to your nose. Take a breath in here, and then just see if you can place your foot at the front of your mat. If you need to, just grab your foot, bring it all the way up there. Rise, high lunge. Your right elbow bends behind your head. Hold it center with your left hand. Stay here or interlace your hands behind your back. Press your head into the top arm. You let the body stretch open across the front, just a little bow of the ribs. Good, now your right arm reaches up, your left hand reaches back and across. Keep pressing the thigh into your left hand. Good, now transition slow. You're gonna gaze towards the floor, move into Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana. Float forward onto the right hand and the left foot. Right leg extends back, left arm extends up. You might bend the right knee and catch the foot with your top hand, kicking it up towards the sky. Like in some ways that's easier, and in some ways it's harder. So both variations are good. Deep, full breath here. Now as you release the top hand down, both knees bend, tap the back of the right knee to the back of the left calf, and then send it leg up to the sky into that handstand prep. Plant your palms, roll up onto the tiptoes, and lift through the inner thigh, lean, lean, lean. Your shoulders actually have to come past your wrist creases for the float, for that lift to happen. Good. Release feet together, front of your mat. Sit deep, reach high, come into chair pose. Left thigh is going to cross over the right. Wrap up the ankle, left arm under. Once you're steady, just start that little flow. You straighten it out, using squeeze everything together, and then exhale, round and tap. Do a couple more at your own smooth rhythm. Good. Next, exhale, keep the elbows on the top thigh. Uncross, you use your left foot like a little kickstand. Unwrap the arms and just do a little prayer twist to your left. Good, and then when you release, just fold forward, left ankle crossed over right, flat back on your breath in. Exhale, fold forward as you gently squeeze your legs towards one another. Breathe. Good, halfway lift. Start to lift. So to get to Bakasana from here, it's a little bit easier to start off picking up your heels and then let your knees go wide apart. And then plant your palms. Bring your knees onto your triceps. Shift your weight forward. This time I want you to play with keeping your elbows bent pretty deep, tucking your chin and trying to lift or lower down onto your crown. And then you can just balance here with your knees on your triceps. You can also just try to float the knees a couple inches off your triceps, or you can extend the legs all the way up. Elbows kind of hug in rather than drift apart. Good. Slowly try to come down knees to triceps. If you can get knees to triceps, try to scoot them up a little bit closer and then maybe float your head and then we'll all meet in Malasana. Drop your feet to the ground, heels maybe to the ground, hands together at your heart. And then drop your hips down. You might have to take one hand behind you. Ease yourself down. Find Navasana. Just your knees bent, toes point. On a breath in, reach both arms up, straighten your legs. Hold and breathe. Good, now as you exhale, lower almost all the way down. So your arms go forward, your shoulder blades are hovering off the floor. As you exhale, lift up Navasana, knees bent, and then inhale, extend the arms up, legs out. Lower almost all the way, keep breathing. Exhale, lift, knees bend. Inhale, straighten, arms up, legs out. Last round. Good, exhale almost all the way down. Exhale, lift Navasana, cross your legs, plant your palms, step or jump back, chaturanga. Inhale, come to up dog, hang out for a few breaths, stretch out the belly. Exhale, strong belly floats you back into down dog. Gaze forward, step or jump your feet to your hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, rise, reach out and up. And then exhale your hands together at your heart. And if you're not at a wall, take your mat over to a wall. Not a window. And just set yourself up so you're pretty close. And you're going to set up in standing splits again. So you're going to try that float up. But with the wall here, you might just like be like a little more brave, like ready to do it. So you're going to plant your palms about a foot away from the wall. Walk it as close as you can and just lift your right leg to start. So your heel's on the floor, your palms are planted, and then you're just going to lean and push with your hands. And actually, I cheated. I put my head against the wall, which is like a good little, it'll help you float up and not jump up. So if you're close enough, you can press the back of your head in and try to come down just as slow. So you're just kind of moving in and out of standing splits. Try both sides. So minimize the jumping. So the closer you walk, the less you're going to have to hop. Lean. So close. Head, lean. Oh, I barely did anything. I don't think I did anything, I swear. And again, the coming down is important. Play with the coming down. It's a little easier than floating up. Floating down's a little easier. So it's like a good practice for floating up as well. Nice, Kristen. Okay, now play with forearm stand. So you're gonna come like you're gonna come fingertips almost all the way to the wall. Like if you're a little nervous and you really want it to be there for you. If you kind of do this already in the middle of the room, go a little bit further away so the wall is there if you need. And then same kind of thing. So it's minimize the jump, maximize the float. You wanna walk in, lift one leg and try to lean so much, that you lift up. I'm gonna stand here and make you do it. Go a little closer. Yeah. Okay. Walk in. Yeah. One leg up. I'll help. Did it hurt your wrist? Do both sides. It's always much easier to kick up through one leg. That was good. Now take. And when you have one foot on the wall, play with taking the other one away. And then just come into child's pose after you've done both sides. You can let your shoulders kind of round forward. Rise up to all fours, face the middle of the room. Come on to all fours and just line yourself up so your hands are right underneath your shoulders, your toes are at the wall, and you're going to play with just a handstand prep at the wall. So you press back to down dog, step your feet just the height of your hips, and create like an L shape. So you're really pushing into the ground with the palms. And then play with lifting one leg up to the sky. And you can play here with coming to the tiptoes and like shifting your weight into your hands. You might float, like for a moment. Look at the ground or drop the head, either way. Doing both sides. Coming down when you're ready. Good. And last little inversion, I want you to measure yourself a leg distance. And then like plant your hands where that is. And if you're comfortable, in traditional headstand, you're gonna do it a leg distance. If you wanna just work on traditional headstand, go a little closer to the wall. We'll, if you are a little bit further away comfortable, we'll play with a couple variations. So you interlace your hands, you leave space in between your palms. So don't bring them all the way together. Bring a little bit of space there. Your head's gonna rest right into the like wrists. Walk in as close as you can. Lift just one leg up and let the toes touch the wall. And then once you've got a foot there, play with lifting your head all the way up off the ground and pressing your chest towards the middle of the room. So my elbows are down, and now I just kind of like my palms together. And you can play with this. It's a really good chest opener. If you want to play with the balance here, take one leg away, look at the floor, and keep pressing your chest back. And maybe take one foot off the wall. So either just like, you know, good old headstand, you can go closer to the wall, so it's just there. Or with that leg distance, you can play with, it's just like a nice big chest opener, big shoulder opener. Totally there, Ricky. Yeah, I always get scared at that part. You're really, like, way close enough, I promise. Yeah, there you go. I know, that part freaks me out. Yeah, and then you just try to press so much. I know, it's hard. Stay interlaced. Yeah, there you go. Good. So your heart's moving to the middle of the room. Yeah. And then always pull in a little here for your low back. Yeah. Good. When you're ready, we're going to meet on our backs. Just get your head kind of close to the wall behind you. So feet towards the middle of the room. You're going to hug your knees into your chest and rock left to right. Place your feet down onto the earth, hip distance apart. Heels beneath the knees, come up into bridge pose. Float your hips up, interlace your hands, and tuck the shoulders towards one another. Good, take one more nice deep breath in, fill the belly, fill the lungs, and then exhale, slowly lower it all the way down. Just place your hands onto the belly, elbows soft, shoulders soft. Take a few deep breaths here. Good. Now making sure you're pretty close to the wall. If you want to do some wheel variation, some Urdhva Dhanurasana, start in bridge pose. So lift your hips up. You can bend your elbows next to you. Float your hips up off the ground. And then either stay in bridge or you can bring your hands back right onto the baseboards. So your thumbs and your pinkies can go onto the baseboards. If you don't like the way that feels, just do hands next to your head. You probably would need to get closer. Your head is like pretty much touching if you're using the baseboards, or just palms on the floor, lifting all the way up into Urdhva Dhanurasana. So the baseboard variation helps because you've got like a little less flexion in the wrists. It helps you straighten out your arms a bit more. Keep the thighs hugging the midline. Blocks are nice too for this variation. You can play with walking your hands up the wall. Take it slow. Good, and then when you're down, take your time, take a few breaths, maybe come into happy baby pose, holding the outer edges of your feet, sacrum down, knees hug down alongside your ribs, and breathe. To your side, you're going to turn yourself around and scoot your hip all the way up against the wall, and then from there lay onto your back and turn your hips so that your legs are going up the wall and your hips are already or all the way up to the baseboards. So Viparita Karani. Open your palms alongside you, and the real action here is just, you know, thighs are working enough to keep your legs straight. Other than that, it's pretty much like Shavasana. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh, like figure four, and then bend your left knee until you feel a stretch in your right hip. You can take your right hand to your right knee and gently press it away. Good, and then just switch legs. Right leg goes straight, left ankle crosses over the thigh. And then, you know, you might not even need to bend the knee to feel something, but if you don't, if you feel like a glute stretch in the left side, bend the right knee until you do. You also want to really align your hips. So one hip might kind of pop up or kind of hike up. So try to press them equally down into the floor and equally towards the wall. Thank you. Good. Now release and extend both legs all the way up. And you're just gonna bend your knees enough to plant your feet on the wall. So like not very much. Press your feet into the wall and lift your hips up until they stack over your heart. You can interlace your hands and try to tuck the shoulders underneath you just like you do in bridge. And then put your hands on your lower back and get the shoulders tucked even more. Option two, keep your feet here. Lift one leg or both legs up into shoulder stand. Okay? You can lower your right foot towards the ground behind you. It also feels good to put the left foot on the wall and like press that foot into the wall. It'll get your right foot closer to the ground. Good, and then switch sides. You can let the legs click past each other. Good, and then do both legs straight. And then both legs down into plow. If it's comfortable, option to just bring your feet back to the wall and lower down that way. If you're in plow and you're comfortable, let your knees melt down next to your ears. And then your arms are straight towards the wall. Use them like brakes to just set your spine down one vertebra at a time. And then just relax. You guys can stay here. Legs up the wall for Shavasana is a nice release of the low back. You could also just let your knees fall to your chest, roll to one side, and then come into the more traditional variation. Taking these last few minutes just to relax. it to your head from left to right a couple times. Draw your knees into your chest. Roll on to either side. Come up into a comfortable seated position. Lengthen up through the crown as you soften the face and shoulders. Find your breath again through the nose. And just not focusing on whether you can or can't do some of those, you know, more challenging poses like arm balances and handstands. Just trying them, just practicing them creates and cultivates like a very deep core strength and cultivates an awareness of that strength that sometimes we don't think we have. We kind of surprise ourselves. So again, not being that attached to the outcome and just kind of having fun trying new things and surprising yourself with strength, both inner and outer, that you may have not known that you had. Bringing your hands together at your heart. Take one last full breath in through the nose. And just a nice long exhale. Let it all go. Namaste. Thank you, everybody.